This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Kang, this is one of the weirdest things you've ever brought to me and said, hey, we should do this. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to trust you. You're the producer. What did Shell do, the gas station?
Well, they put out signs as gas station snacks, like your astrological sign, like your zodiac. So if you guys tell me what your zodiac sign is, I will tell you what your gas station snack is.
So they correlated your zodiac sign to a snack that is sold at a gas station. Why wouldn't you?
How are you not intrigued?
Well, Kang, I'm an Aries.
You, my friend, who this is not you, but it says you're coffee.
No, it's not me.
Hey, sorry, man. That's what you are. Deal with it.
That's
Doug. What are you?
I am a Libra.
Libra. This
Hold on,
is
can
so
I,
you.
Am I pretzels?
No, you wish.
What am I?
You're apple. There's one fruit on here, and it's you, man.
I'm a fruit.
Yeah. Well.
It's not green grapes as you had hoped, but
yeah, I would have hoped.
Yeah, it's apple.
Tony, what are you?
I'm a Pisces.
You're a Pisces. You, my friend, ice cream.
Yeah, that works for me.
And I'm just going by what the pictures are showing. It's chocolate ice cream. I can't make this up.
You got that right.
And that's Gator, your black coffee.
Well, there
obviously,
you go.
Obviously. Yeah. Kang, what are you?
I'm a Capricorn, which makes me, I can't deny this, hot dog.
Yeah.
Love hot dogs.
What's Evan?
Evan says he's on the cusp of two. Like, I guess his birthday falls.
That's what I told him.
One sign.
Pick one, Evan.
You don't get to pick
it's
one.
Your birthday.
You are what you
they don't
are.
Overlap.
All right, what's his birthday? No. Hey, what's your birthday?
July the 23rd.
July 23rd. Look it up, guys.
July 23rd is...
Do you buy into this stuff? There's probably Zodiac people out there screaming, he's a Aries.
He's Doritos.
Yeah. July 23rd makes him a Leo. That's why he didn't want to admit it. All right.
There's no debate.
Well, Leo is
he's really
okay.
Okay, let's hear his reason. It's a hard
because the cusp is between July 19th and the 25th. I'm telling you, it's the truth, man.
No,
I'm either
not.
A Leo or a Cancer. I pick on the day.
Cancer,
because you guys don't have two.
No, Cancer is June 21st through July 22nd. Leo is July 23rd through August 22nd.
Yeah, where are you?
I'm sorry.
This?
What day were you born?
Go look at different websites other than the first one you clicked on. You went to astrologyfordummies.com.
Okay, I mean, the people that follow
astrology-zodiac-signs.com was the first thing that came up.
I'm sure we'll get texts. I'll look in.
There's no gray area, is there?
The reputable site, tarot.com, tarot card, you know, tarot.com, says between the 19th and the 25th. That's the most reputable zodiac sign website known to man. Period. That's the
I'll tell you what. I'll go to one that says horoscope.com. How's that? Is that good?
I'll give it to you.
Okay. Leo dates, July 23rd to August 22nd. Cancer dates, June 21st to July 22nd. So July 23rd, which is your birthday, makes you a Leo.
I want to hear from somebody that follows this
right,
stuff.
Seriously.
Where did he get this?
We need the McShane Kuiper
area
of this.
Yeah, where did he get the gray area on this one? But anyway, what is a Leo in Shell gas stations? Your sign means you're a snack as you can get at a gas station chart. Tell you.
People want to know.
Well, what's a Leo?
Oh, Leo is spicy chips.
No.
See, he says he's a Cancer.
Spicy. What's a Cancer?
Cancer is more, it's more Evan, to be honest with you. It's donut.
No, that's about right.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of donuts.
Take the donut.
Yeah. It's donuts.
Fritters.
All that stuff. It's not a singular. It's plural. Where's this? There's a gray area. There's a window. He's one or the other. Is there anyone else that subscribes to this? And where does it say it on tarot.com? I'm on their website. I'm seeing nothing here that
says, there are people coming in and on Ticketek saying that they have the same birthday as Evan. They say they can pick between the two. It's right on the
okay.
Right
I'm looking
between.
At tarot.com and it says choose your sign. Cancer, June 21st to July 22nd. Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd. On the website you told me to go to. I'm looking.
Evan just emailed you.
Bro. Evan's pissed.
It sounds like me. He's Gemini. He's like
I gotta tell you what's funny about this. Of all the things that Evan wants to charge up a hill to argue over, this is it.
You know? Did you check your email? What does it say? First line. Just let me know.
The Cancer Leo cusp.
Oh, right on the cusp.
If you were born on the Cancer Leo cusp between July 19th and July 25th, you have a wide range of personality traits that can make you or break you.
That's all it says. It doesn't say you're one or the other. It just says because you're at the beginning of one and towards the end of another that you're going to have characteristics of both signs. You're still a Leo, though.
Also known as the cusp. So just to let you know, from now on, you only refer to me as the cusp.
I don't know if I have a problem with it. You understand what the word cusp means, right?
Yeah, that I'm both signs, dude.
No, that's not at all what it means.
They hate us because they hate us, right, Kang? They hate us because they hate
us. You know, here's the thing, is what you really are known as a station doofus, Evan Jenkins, and this is only solidifying it with the whole cusp theory.
I suppose that I'm on the cusp of Pisces and Aries as well, although I'm an Aries because that's what my birthday falls on, period. You can be on the cusp of something, and yet you're still defined as something else.
Dude, get over it. I'm bi zodiac, okay?
Just means that you
dude, he's bi, man. Leave him alone.
Yeah, all right. Look, I respect that. You're fine. You're bi. So he reads both horoscopes, decides which one's better, and he'll go with that.
He's donut.
This is hilarious. This is the hill he's charged up. This is the one that Evan's charged
I'm
up.
I'm sorry. The cusp is charged
cusp
up?
Is charged yeah. up.
The cusp.
You're on the cusp. Yeah, well, the cusp just means that you're close to the edge. It doesn't mean you're still defined on one side, by the way.
Here we go. Nate, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Nate.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm not an expert, but what I know about this, because I do follow some of this stuff, if your birthday falls within like a window of like 3, 4, 5 days, according to, you know, the tarot and astrology and stuff, you may pick up some of the aspects of that previous sign.
Right.
So, like, I'm a Leo as well, but I'm born on the 24th. So
yeah, but you're a Leo.
Sure.
Right.
But according to this, and, you know, yes, I'm a Leo, but all of the aspects of a Leo, I may pick up some of the sign or some of the aspects of
so,
the
yeah,
previous
so you could,
sign.
But
so
you
while
have to,
you're
but,
a Leo.
Yes, you may have some characteristics of
sure.
of a Cancer. However,
yeah.
When you are defined by the horoscope, you are a Leo.
Oh,
when
definitely. Somebody asks, no, I agree with you. No, it's 100%. I'm
there
just saying
is.
That, like, the whole gray area thing, like, that's where that, I think that's what he's talking
no,
about.
Well, there's no gray area. It's
all
just,
you're doing is bullying Nate right now. Nate, admit it. You're on the cusp.
Nate is a Leo. Nate says he's a Leo.
Well, no, I am definitely a Leo. I'm just saying there's no gray area in terms of, like, what your birthday falls on.
So let me make sure I've got this right. All these fake traits that are made up and applied to everyone that falls within these dates, you can have other fake traits that aren't real either.
Can we just admit that astrology is probably fake anyway?
Yes! Which is why I can't
so
believe
So if it's fake, I'm on the cusp,
dude. Yeah, but I can't believe that.
You're on the cusp of being one or the other, but yet you are defined as one.
What does that say that I just gave you, Doug?
He just made a black and white 8.5 by 11 sheet printout that says Cancer Leo, the cusp of oscillation, volatile, witty, intense, creative, and sociable.
Is that not me?
I can describe it. That's fine. However, you're a Leo, dude.
Yeah, according to your fake zodiac sign.
According to the zodiac sign of the website you gave us.
No, I gave.
I'm just, looking right here, tarot.com. Here is choose your sign, and they're defined by dates.
You're
there
on
you
an
go.
Old page, dude. It's an old page. They've updated it.
Can I choose my birthday now?
Whatever
Does
you
that mean I get to change my birthday?
Yeah. Evan's a Lancer. It's clear, guys. Leo, Cancer, Lancer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.